Yo, welcome to Willie's World Podcast, dopest dope you're ever going to smoke, episode 26. Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to 2024. In today's episode, we're chatting to the one and only Benny the Butcher from the infamous Griselda, one of New York's best hip-hop groups since the Wu-Tang. We chat to him about Henrik Harlow, about some of his music exploits in this very short interview. Please excuse the audio as it was recorded with an iPhone, and this intro was also recorded with an iPhone as I'm traveling at the moment, and it's made it a little bit difficult. But this episode is really quick, really to the point, and really awesome. So check it out. And in 2024, you're going to see a lot more stuff coming from me. We're going to take over the world. Thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe, share it with your friends, add me on Instagram at williesworld69 and at williesworldpodcast. Shout-outs to the homies, Benny the Butcher from Griselda, Tony his manager, Eric Eiberg from Inspired Media, and Ruff Ruff Idolo, Henrik Harlow. You can check out that episode that we recorded with Dolo and Benny the Butcher on Frank1151's Instagram page. So check it out.
Willie's World, Willie's World, party time, excellent.
G'day.
Okay. Yes, Benny's on the line there, brother.
G'day, Benny. How are you, mate?
What's going on, brother? How you feeling?
I'm still alive, and I'm not dead yet, so I'm pretty good.
Man, you sound like you're in good shape to me. Shit.
Fantastic. And how's your day going? All right?
It's going good, man. It's going good. You know, I'm on my way to the studio trying to make a classic or some shit.
Fantastic. Can you just should we just drop straight into the interview? Is that good for you?
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool for me.
All right. Can you give us a little 411 on the history of Griselda and how you got into hip hop originally?
Griselda Records got into hip hop just by being super influenced by the culture. Just by being super influenced by guys like the Wu-Tang Clan, guys like Biggie, guys like Nas, you know what I'm saying? You know, the early guys, Father MC, Rakim, EPMD, Another Bad Creation, you know what I'm saying? Just inspired by the culture and wanted to be a part of it, man. He started rapping so young.
And how did you originally get into making music? What inspired you?
Inspired me. I was watching my cousins and my older brother do it. West Side Gun and Machine Gun Black and Conway. I watched them do it, and I can't speak on what made them get into it. But you know, I'm their little cousin, their little brother, so I followed behind their footsteps and did what they did. So, I just practiced my bars, and then when I found out I was good, I brought it to them. Like, yo, I can rap now. And I was probably like 9 or 10 years old by the time then. You know what I mean? I've been doing this. They was teenagers, had to be like 12 or 13, maybe even a little younger. But I know we've been working at it for years, as far as on the underground level and local level as well, from local to underground to major. But West ended up making it happen with Shady Records, and he brought us along, and the rest is history.
Fantastic. Can you tell us about the state of hip-hop in 2023 and where you guys sit? And were you originally inspired by a crew like Wu-Tang to form Griselda? Or did that just come about kind of serendipitously and naturally?
I would have to say, even though it might not seem like it, it came serendipitously. You know what I'm saying? It's like we didn't aim to be like them or nothing like that. But we was definitely inspired, definitely looked up to those guys, definitely, you know what I mean, definitely learned a lot from those guys. And as far as the state of hip-hop, man, I feel like the state of hip-hop is in a good place. It's very expressive, and you really can't ask for more. You know, we hear these, I'm not going to lie, I mean, we hear these female artists talk the way they talk, called pussy rap. to hear these young artists talking about drill and just offhand, you know what I'm saying? A lot of those things, I don't stand by it, you know what I'm saying? But I love it because it's expressive. You know, everybody know I rap about the street. I rap about, you know, my history. I rap about, a lot about my history of dealing drugs. So I wouldn't like if nobody told me what I could rap about or they didn't like my shit just because I'm speaking my life. Those are those people's lives. So hip-hop is very expressive, man. And it's the 50th year anniversary of hip-hop. So it's 50 years old. It's very mature. It's seasoned. And hip-hop know what it wants. Everything. You know, hip-hop is all over the place.
Fantastic. Serendipitous. Serendipity is my favorite word of the week, actually. So you've recently formed a friendship with a homie of mine, Henrik Harlow, who's actually one of the greatest freestyle skiers of his generation. He's heavily influenced by you guys and by Wu-Tang. Can you tell us about how that kind of came about, and do you actually ski or snowboard yourself?
I don't ski or snowboard. I sled. That counts. I can get in the sled. But man, I became familiar with him that year that they did the trick at the X Games and named it Griselda, you know, and everybody was tagging me in it. I remember he tagged me in it. It was on TV, and that was a big deal for us. I mean, whether Henrik knows it or not, you know, that was a big deal for us just to show the culture that Griselda is seeping into every corner of American history and just history, period. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, just that Griselda is deeply embedded into the cloth of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and he's done that. I mean, that's where I got familiar with him. And then I just got to know him after that, just back and forth, hitting him up. And I just seen he was a good guy and got to meet him a couple times. And I mean, he's a solid guy. And he kind of stands for the same thing that I stand for. I see a lot of myself and him, fearless, creative, you know, and always ready to expand and on to the next thing. So, I mean, that's my guy.
And what did you hope to achieve by collaborating and actually going out of the box and releasing a ski edit on your YouTube channel? It's kind of never been done before.
No, it's never been done before, and I think it's a good idea, you know. He brought the idea to me, and I think we should do this more often. You know, the brands, the music, the skiing, the snowboarding, and you know what I'm saying, and reach some of my fans or reach some of his fans and make a thing out of it. You know what I mean, a cross branding, and not only make it a one time thing, just to continue doing it and to go in depth when we're doing it. And, you know, like you said. Maybe through this series, maybe I can learn how to snowboard or ski or something. You know, people get to see me doing something. Maybe you never know, you get to see Henrik in a booth or something like that. So I think we might have a show going on or something. Man, I think this might grow into something bigger.
Fantastic. You were recently quoted in an XXL interview that Jay-Z said to you, "Be fearless, do what you do, you're the guy. Don't let people try to convince you that you're not the guy, because that's what they're going to do." What kind of impact at the time did getting, you know, someone like that who's on probably the Mount Rushmore of hip-hop, give or take, what kind of impact did that have on you as a up-and-coming artist?
It just lets me know that I have a place in this game. You know, Jay is hip-hop worthy. You know what I'm saying? So for him to want to give you that type of information, or for him to want to consider himself that he's giving you game, you know that I'm pretty sure he don't do that with everybody. Well, I know he don't do that with everybody. You feel what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, you know that kind of information. Those are keys. You know, those keys to open doors, and they come with responsibility and expectations. So, you know what I mean? I just wanted to, you know what I mean, be a soldier for Rock Nation and hold it down and show them that, you know what I mean, I know how to listen and I'm paying attention and I'm trying to learn and get better.
So, last question. There's been a flood of Griselda music in recent years. What do you think about the plan of consistently releasing projects? What are the ups or downs of this strategy, and how do you stay motivated to keep creating music so consistently like you do?
It there's up and down. It is up and down. You know, sometimes the fans want to hear you a lot. Sometimes they need a break. Right now, I'm on a break. I do both. I drop constantly, then I take a break. I've been on a break because, you know, I want to starve you for this. And what was the second part of the question?
Just basically how do you stay motivated to keep making new music after you know you've already achieved so much and you've got so much impact already.
I stay outside, man. I stay living life. I stay trying to have new experiences so I can live through those experiences and I can write through those experiences, you know, constantly trying to see more, trying to do more, meeting new people, wearing new clothes. You know what I'm saying? Just pulling inspiration from anywhere I can get it. You know what I'm saying? By outside living life and enjoying life. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that helps me. Nothing inspires me more like watching my favorite show or taking a trip to my favorite city or, you know, listening to my old favorite albums or, you know what I'm saying? Nothing inspires me more than that. So.
Sick cunt. That was awesome, man. Is there anything else you'd like to tell? Where can we find you on the net? And what are your plans for the rest of 23 and going into 24?
Man, my plans is to keep taking over shit, drop the album. Everybody can go. Everybody keep an eye out for that. Everybody keep an eye out for me and Herrick working together and Big Black Soprano Family, Big Griselda. Stay tuned.
Fucking legend. Thanks, Benny. You're a godsend, mate. I really appreciate your time. Thank you very much, and thanks, Tony. You guys are sick cunts. Hopefully I get to meet you guys sooner or later, and we might be doing a project at Art Basel, and we'll keep in touch, and maybe we can get you guys to play at it. Send us your. It can be done. You just need a really good like lawyer. I know somebody. Maybe we could chat about that. But send us your address, Tony, and I'll get a couple of Frank 151 issues sent out to you guys.
Oh, beautiful, man. I appreciate you, man. Shout me out to that shit, man. So thanks, Tony Camaro, man. You know what I'm saying? You need any bookings, features, call me up, man.
Fucking legend. Thank you, guys. You guys are fucking legends, and I really appreciate your time. You've done something really cool for...
Thank you, bro. Hey, save my number if you give me an idea.
Oh, no, I will. I'll be in contact through Iberg. Him and I work together a lot. And I just wanted to say I really appreciate that you guys, what you're doing for hip-hop and skiing and snowboarding and, like, you know, we're big fans in these sports and we've grown up on hip-hop and music and it's really cool to cross the cultures over like you are because it makes a big impact for people. And at the end of the day, it's all about making impact and contributing to the culture and the history of all this shit. No matter what you do, skateboarding, surfing, yeah. It's all the same shit,
right,
man.
No, that's real shit.
Creating the fucking awesomeness that fucking perplexes people and fucking makes them think and, you know, keeps them thinking outside the box and not fucking in their mundane world of day-to-day bullshit. So thank you very much.
Right.
Fucking legends.
No problem, brother. Thank you, too.
Thanks, mate.
Thank
See ya.
You, bro.
Peace, my friends. See you later.
Peace.